This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. A whistleblower lawsuit filed last week against Governor Polis is expanding. KUNC's Lucas Brady Woods reports Colorado labor unions and civil rights advocates announced at a rally on the steps of Denver City Hall yesterday that they are signing on.
The lawsuit alleges Polis violated state law by directing the Labor Department to share Coloradans' personal data with ICE. Now, labor unions Colorado Winds and AFL-CIO and civil rights group Towards Justice are joining the suit. Diane Byrne is head of Colorado Winds, which represents tens of thousands of state employees.
The actions that Governor Polis has taken are undermining public trust in our state government services that we work so hard to keep strong.
Colorado law prohibits the state from sharing personal information with immigration authorities. In a hearing held before the rally, Polis' defense attorney argued his actions fell under exemptions for criminal investigations. But the plaintiffs say that Polis and ICE didn't present judicial warrants.
Lucas Brady Woods reporting for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. First-term Republican Congressman Jeff Hurd is facing a possible primary challenge in next year's congressional elections. Hope Shepelman is a Navy veteran and former official with the state Republican Party. She has criticized Hurd as not being sufficiently supportive of the administration and the MAGA movement. Hurd represents western and much of southern Colorado. He has questioned some of the administration's funding cuts and tariffs, but voted for his party's budget bill. This is CPR News.